a huge ethical problem in the media about evolution theory or right about. How do you feel about the Hollywood and the television programs and the best-selling books and movies and how they are connected with the evolution theory? We recently, in the last years, we had started to see more of fiction movies that is using the evolution thesis as their main story. So is it the same with the Hollywood? How do you see with the Hollywood and the TV production system?
Absolutely. I mean, the evolutionary theory, the viewpoint of evolution, is fundamentally connected to the worldview that the elites in the United States want the public to hold. And it's fundamental to it, actually, because if you don't believe in the evolution theory, then suddenly the rest of the worldview collapses, including the idea that there is no God, that there is no morality, that there is no right and wrong. And Hollywood is married to this idea of this humanistic, socialistic worldview, and they want to propagate this. It's almost like a religious fervor. They want other people to share this belief with them, and it's a very nefarious and destructive agenda. But what you see in the popular culture, again, it's very similar to what you see in the media and the education system. It does not reflect the values of everyday Americans. It does not reflect the, again, the overwhelming majority of Americans consider themselves to be Christian, and yet Hollywood pumps out garbage, promoting immorality, promoting homosexuality, promoting promiscuity, ridiculing the family, ridiculing Christians, ridiculing the church, ridiculing belief in God, even. And it's all connected to this evolution theory, because just like in education, if you don't have the foundation of evolution, then you can't accept the rest of these things that they want us to accept. And so I think it's 100% clear that the cultural elites, and that would very much include the people who run Hollywood, are firmly committed to this evolutionary viewpoint. And again, they know that Americans don't necessarily agree with them, but they continue to push it, and they kind of create this echo chamber where you have the media, the entertainment, and the education all bombarding Americans with this propaganda for evolution. And to their credit, as I mentioned, the American people have not, at least the overwhelming majority of the American people, have not fallen for this. Again, polls show most Americans don't believe in the evolution theory. But if all, if somebody came from outside of America who didn't know anything about America, and all they saw was the media, the big newspapers and the big TV stations, the Hollywood movies and the propaganda and the education system, they would assume that America was entirely committed to the evolution belief. They might even believe that this was a true belief. And it's not reflective of where the American people are. And I think part of that is Christians and religious people have kind of abandoned a lot of these cultural institutions to the forces of Darwinism and Marxism and humanism. And now we're starting to see kind of a resurgence. It's very interesting what's happening in America now. A lot of people have realized there's money to be made in producing movies for Christians and for families, and movies that don't promote filth and immorality. And so now there's this kind of renaissance, if you want to use that word. It's an explosion in entertainment content that's geared toward wholesome Christian religious family viewpoints. So this is a new development. They realize that they're leaving this huge market untapped. But as of now, the dominant cultural institutions, very much including the Hollywood and the movies, and the music industry, are firmly opposed to the values that normal Americans hold, and they're firmly wedded to the evolution belief.